We will start the prayer first for Tikkun Azor. Ribbono Alamim v'Adonai Adonim Avrachamim v'Aslichot Miyadim. Anachnu lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ravotenu v'kedushah v'shtecha Torata. Shtecha Aviya. Shekavdanu l'Torotecha l'Avodot Avodot HaKadosh. Da'at Alochenu k'Zodot Torotecha. Hakedusha ma'anu ma'chayenu ma'asher asita imanu chesed gedol kadeh. Al ken anachnu mepilim l'Tachnu lefanecha. Shetimchol v'tislach l'kol chatotenu v'avotenu v'ali yehu avonotenu mavdilim b'neinu l'fanecha. Ken yi ratzon lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'lo avotenu. כולן את לבבינו לרתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב את זוננו אוזניך לברנו אלו, ותפתח לנו לבבות, לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך, ולבדנו זה נחת רוח, לפני כתוב כזה כסא כבודך, כרך ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו, וכל בחירתנו של זאת, ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדך הקדושים, אשר לדע גילית, דבריך אלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות תורתם, תמותם, תקדושתם, אמר לנו לבנן כאשר דברים אלה, וזכותם תאיר עננו, במה שאנו לומדים, כמר, נעים, זמורות ישראל. גן העיניי והביטה לפלות תורתך, כי אדון עיניי יתן חומה בפי ודעת ונאה לי רצון ופי, ויגון לפניך, אדון עצור וגועלי.
Hi everybody, we continue with תיקוני הזוהר from רב ברנדווין, מעלות הסולם, we're in verse י"ז. So we continue with the שיר. Remember, the מאמר עשרה מיני נגונים זה שבח דבר מלכה. The section is talking about the 10 type of songs that King David praise God בתיקונים של דלת אותיות של הוויה נתקן לשיר. The song was fixed, was elevated through the four letters of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Tetragrammaton. שהוא סוד מלכות בהרת החוכמה. What does that mean? What does that mean? That it was fixed through those four letters of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Meaning, שהוא סוד מלכות בהרת החוכמה, meaning מלכות with the light of wisdom. ועליהם, היינו, על דלת אותיות השם, נאמר, והנה מלאכי אלוקים עולים ויורדים בו. And on those four letters of God, that's what it means, and the angels of God going up and down, like what's written about Jacob, the patriot, when he was doing the upside down, when he was fall asleep, and he dreamed about the angels going up and down. עולים שתיים והם י"ק. What does that mean, two angels going up, two angels going down? Going up to, which is Yud Kei, the Yud Kei from the name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Amirot b'chassadim b'chusim, the Yud Kei shine with conceal chassadim, with conceal light of mercy. Shedarkam la'ir mimata lebala. Usually, the light of mercy only shine from below to above, like Or Chozer. V'yordim shnayim, and two angels coming down, v'em Vav Kei, which is the second, the other pair of letters, because you have Yud Kei, Chuma v'bina, Vav Kei. Okay? V'yordim shtayim v'vav Kei, amirot b'chasadim, megulim shetarkam la'ir, mimala lemata. And they shine through the Vav Kei, because Vav Kei is shine with chasadim. It's funny, because he say, amirot b'chasadim megulim. It shine with the revealed light of mercy, shetarkam la'ir mimala lemata. That the way that the light of mercy shine, is from above to below. Usually, we should say from below to above. But I think what it relates to is from above to below, meaning that the light is coming above to below, but there is a way to reveal that because of the light of Chassadim. Again, this is my opinion. It's not written here. But let's assume. Yeah. Megulim. Now, what is the difference between the revealed light of mercy and concealed light of mercy? Revealed light of mercy and when something is really happening. When is it happening? When there is light of wisdom, when in it. Anyway, let's continue. Bekan galgalei hayam, and we talk about the wave of the ocean, or the wheels of the ocean, as he's calling it here. Shehu sod esar sfirot. This is the secret of the 10 sfirot of the Erampin. Shehu bebchinat amat amayim hamitnaniim et hagalgal, which the Erampin consider like the levels of the water that turning the wheels that causing the wave. Almost like in the old days when you used to grind the wheat and using a mill wind or a mill water. Can you call it mill?
Windmill.
There is a water mills as well?
Probably.
It work on water. So if you look at it, you see waves. So you look at the ocean, the way you look at the ocean, like those waves is wheels. But difficult to describe it without going into physical description. That's why I don't want to go through because it might confuse you. בקנק לגלי ים שם שהוא סוד עשר ספירות הזה רנפין, שהוא בחינת הבנת המים. המנענים את הגלגל, עולים בעשר והם י' ק' ו' ק'. How is that become 10 ספירות? Because if you take י' ק' ו' ק' in מילוי מה או in מילוי אלפין, it become י' ו' ד' א' א' ו' 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 א' א'. As I said, תיקוני הזוהר, I'm not totally explaining everything, because if you already studied that, you need to have some basic of Kabbalah. So that's the 10. ודלת אחרת שהן דלות את יוד הוויה, פשוטה. And who are those four animals that we're talking about? We're talking about the four Hebrew letters of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, when I'm going to Tikkuni HaZohar, according to Matok Min Vash, that was Rav Brandwein, and you know me, I like to mix it a little bit. So, it say, B'tikkunin da arba atvan, I like to give you two explanations. There's many ways to understand the Torah. There's many ways to understand Tikkuni HaZohar. This is not the only commentary. There is others. There is Rabbi Buzaglo. There is the Rabbi from Lavi. There is many ways of understanding it. So we choose the Rav Brandwein as he explained the depth of every word, and the Matok Min Vash as he explained the simplicity of the words. So let's see what the Matok Min Vash is saying. בתיקונים דארבע אדפון, in the fixing of those four letters, אחר כך שליתקן זרן פין במוחין דגדלות. When זרן פין has been fixed with the מוחין דגדלות. מוחין דגדלות, מוחין מין energy or light or fulfillment of greatness, because there is גדלות and קטנות, שם תיקון דלת מוחין חוכמה ובינה, חסד וגבורה. What is the גדלות, said to us, מתוק מן וש? חוכמה ובינה, חסד וגבורה, שם בחינת דלת אותיות הוויה, which is corresponding to the four Hebrew letters of the name of God. It can share, that's how we fix the song. Remember, we are still talking about the 10 levels of God being praised by King David through the music or the song that he wrote in the book called Tehillim, the book of Psalm. It can share. אז it can התפשוט החסדים תוך גופות הזרפים. When you are capable to establish the connection of the four Hebrew letters, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, the name of God, then it helping to the chasadim, to the light of mercy, to go through the body of Zeir Anpin. ועליהו יתאמר הנה מלאכים אלוהים. And on that body of Zeir Anpin, on that part, it say that the angel of God going up and down. סלקין טרין וינון יוד קי, אנו תיקון והגדלת חוכמה ובינה, and to make יוד קי great, which is יוד stand for חוכמה, A stay for Bina, so to make them agdala, gadlut, greatness of them, Shem Yud Kei, Nesa, alidei aliyat bet parkim anudim, dechazde, chazadim vegvorot. How do you make that happen, to make the Yud Kei great, or to chumah bina great? Is through the light, he called it chazde, the generosity, or the light of mercy, of the chazadim vegvorot, or chazad vegvorot, through the chasadim or gvorot that coming from the two first chapter of the chasadim or gvorot menachtin etrim minun vavkei and the chasadim netzach vod shem vavei. So the Matok Min Vash is looking at it like chesed v'gvorah netzach v'hod, chesed v'gvorah netzach v'hod. That's what establish the elevation of the light going to chuchma v'bina, היורדים דרך התפארת שהוא הסולם. And all of it is going to the middle. What is in the middle? What ספירה is in the middle if you have חסד גבורה, תפארת, נצח עוד. But you don't mention תפארת. So what's connected in the middle? תפארת. Who was the מרכבה of תפארת? יעקב. Who is the one who dream about the מלאכים עולים ויורדים? יעקב. Very good. And that is the סולם. This is the ladder of going up and down. וכן גלגלי ימה. Remember Galgalei Yama, we explained from Rav Zaynan, the wave of the ocean. What is the wave of the ocean? Ema Gvurot. He said, this is related, when you say Yam, is the Gvurot, is the judgment, or the Gvurot, or the strength. Amit Pashtot B'Malchut, it's spread to the Malchut, and it creates Yam Suf. What is the Malchut called? Yam Suf. Why Yam? Yam, the end. Suf is the end. What type of end? Yam. So all of it coming into the end, so we call it Yam Suf. סלקין בעשר הגבורות דנצח ועוד שלה מתלבשות בנרתיק של יסוד זר אנפין. So all the 10 judgment that exist, that coming to מלכות through the נצח ועוד, are dressing with this wallet, he used the word nartik, wallet, of Yesod of Zeir Anpin. So the Yesod of Zeir Anpin, giving all the Gvurot to Netzavot, Vayinu Be'esar Otiyot. And it's coming, if you want to know the shape it's coming to Malchut, it's going to the Yudke Vavke, like we said before, which is the 10 Sfirot, which is Yudke Vavke Alpin. Ve'em olot la'agdil et kechabat shela. Why they coming in from Zeir Anpin to Malchut? To make sure the Chokhmah, Bina, Vadat of Malchut will be greater. Shem Prinat. Darba Chayot, and it's called the Aliyah the Gvurot. I don't find the Em Prinat, the continue. Yeah. Em Prinat, Arba Chayot, and it's called the Aliyah the Gvurot. And these are the four animals that have been fixed by the Gvurot going up. And it continues. קצלקה ברטה בשיר אחר כל אלו התיקונים עולה המלכות וחוזרת עם זר אנפין. After all this procedure, the מלכות is going up and she's becoming with זר אנפין, פנים בפנים, face to face. ואז מאיר אליה חסד לתפארת, and because it's face to face, we know that there is few connection. Face to face, back to face, or face to back, or back to back. So here we're talking about face-to-face. Talk about face-to-face. Me'ir elea ha-chesed et-tif-eret, shelo ha-nikra shir. So he shined to her the chesed coming from tif-eret, that we call it song. Okay, we call that part song. Now we understand what the shirim, what the music we are talking about. So every time you say shir, now you know the definition of the word shir. It's the chesed of tif-eret, chesed of tiferet, that coming from him, we call it shir, ובפרש התיפרת נקרא נשר. So, the chesed call shir, but is tiferet called eagle, like flying eagle, נקרא נשר, דרך נשר בשמיים, like it's in the book of משלי או קהלת by King Solomon, you know, שלושה נסתרה ממני, three things I couldn't tell, דרך נשר בשמיים, דרך נחש על יצור, snake going on a rock, בדרך אישה ובעלה, in the time that husband and wife make love. This is coming from King Solomon. שהוא התפארת והחסד שבו כלול בשם הוויה. So the תפארת and the חסד that come from יודקה ופקה. וזה שנאמר, נשרה נטיל יוד, and that's why it say, the nesher is taken the יוד, it's taken the letter יוד בפומה ועל רשאי, it's taken the יוד in his mouth and above his head. היוד, from a spiritual point of view, Kabbalistic point of view, where exactly the Yud is. The Yud is in the upper third of his Tiferet. Vav begufa. Vav is his body, which is the Tiferet. Vav of the body. A begat fa'a. And the A, that's his wing. So if you look at the every creation is Yud, Vav, and K and K. Or Yud, K, Vav, K. Yud is the head, Vav is the body, the wings or other part are the hay and the hay. Begatfa, bechesed v'gvura, v'netzach v'od netif'eret. So, those wings are in chesed v'gvura and netzach v'od. Aval klalut kol ha-chesedim nikra adam. The conclude of all those mercy within Zeir Anpin, we call it Adam. What does Adam stand for? Very good. 45. What is 45? Yud kevav ke milui alpin. Yud vav dalet ei alef. Vav levav ei alef. Vu rechiv al kula. And he writing on all of it. Ke hachasadim mematkim et hagvurot. Called the mercy, sweet the judgment. Vezeh shenemar b'merkavat Yechezkel. And that's why it say, in the merkava of Yechezkel, if you remember the story of Ezekiel, udmut lehem pnei adam. That the shape of the face is the face of a human. When we talk about Arba Chayot HaKodesh. That's the kalkula. Why it says his face has to be look like human? It doesn't mean just human. Because human in Hebrew, Adam is 45. So 45 is Yud Vav Dalet Ei Aleph Vav Aleph Vav Ei Aleph. Ufne Aryeh Elayimin. And we say the lion face is to the right. L'arba Adam. Da Avaya Keneged HaChesed. The Chesed. So when you talk about Chesed of Chesed, is Aryeh. Ufne Shor, the bull, Uchesed de Gvura. Bull is left column. So it's the Chesed of Gvura, because we only talk about chasadim, we only talk about mercy. Opnei nesher shehu chesed etiferet, What is the nesher? Also chasadim, but center column. So it's called nesher. Inun merkava leshmayava. Those three things become the merkava, become the chariot to hold the name of God. Ki kol chesed hu shem havaya. Every time you use chesed, you use mercy, you're using the name of havaya. Va'adam al kula, but the human is on top of all of it. Anu klalut kol chesedim im lemala magvorot. What does that mean? Adam is above all of it, meaning the conclude and include and the totality of all the chesedim, of all the mercy, is always above the gvorot. If you shem to keep it the gvorot, because the mercy sweet the judgment. Right? Shabalchut olah litiyached im zeh anpit panim v'panim. Going back. So the malchut going to become union with the zeh anpin face to face, bekolilin tikunin, with all the tikunim that the malchut need, shel kabbalat ha-gvorot, when we are sweeting the judgment and we basically making the Keter Chokma Binah of Malchut, Keter Chokma Binah Vadat of Malchut to become great again, that's when Ze'er Anpin praise Malchut. Your lips is like Kechut Hashani, is like the string of a shani, like a red string, your lips, and your talk is beautiful. Because the malchut is like singing in every elevation. For that reason, Zeran Pin said, "Malchut, all your songs are good to me. All your songs are beautiful to me. This is the three type of melody and music, ma'asra minim, for the 10 type that King David is talking about. The Shaber David Malka letikuna malchut, that King David is praised the malchut, ba'ashre, letikuna keter shela, ba'ashre, like ashre yoshve betecha, letikuna keter shela, b'shir, when he say ba'ashre is to fix the crown, b'shir, letikuna chokma shela, when he say shir is fixing er chokma. So, before we move it to the third level, I want to make sure that I don't miss anything here. Yeah, we can continue to the third one. Now I'm jumping back to Tikkun HaZohar, Malot HaSulam for Bram Branden. Nigun HaShlishi, Bevracha. Nigun HaShlishi, Bevracha. Now we're talking about the third level of singing from King David in the level of Bina. There is a section in Tehillim called Barki Nafshi Et Hashem. Kmo shamru Chazal, Chamisha Shemot Tikru LeNefesh, Ruach Neshama Yechida Chaya. We have five levels to the soul, Nefesh, Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida. Chaya, Mizu Ainu Mibina Nitna Nishmat Chaim Ba'adam. So Chaya, that is relating to Bina, according to here. Usually I would think that Chaya will be belong to Chamisha Shemot Nikula Nefesh Ruach Neshama Yechida Chaya. The order is here, it's funny a little bit, because it's going, I'm reading now, yeah, very interesting, because it doesn't go by the order that I'm familiar with. I'm just going to check here as well. Naran Chai. Yeah. Yeah. It's a here, it's five parts of the soul. And Mizu Ainu Mibina Nitna Nishmat Chaim Ba'adam. Where the person get life, where the person get life, Mibina, from Bina he get life. Ki Nefesh Ba Mimalchut, Nefesh come from Malchut, Ruach from Zeh Anpin, Neshama Mibina, the Neshama come from Bina. Now it makes sense, okay, I'm happy. Shelema Ba Neshama Chamisha Tikunim. There is five Tikunim in the Neshama. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zanet Kol Olam, Kach HaNeshama Zanet Kol HaGuf. The same way that God is nourishing the whole world with everything, money, health, everything. Also the soul nourishing the body. God see everything, but nobody can see him. The same thing. הנשמה רואה ואינה נראית. The soul see everything, but cannot be seen. מה הקדוש ברוך הוא יושב בחדרי חדרים? God is sitting internally in a room, inside room. ככה הנשמה יושבת בחדרי חדרים. Also the נשמה sitting internally. מה הקדוש ברוך הוא? מלא כל העולם. How is God is מלא כל העולם כבודו? The owner of God is everywhere. ככה הנשמה. Also the נשמה מלאה את כל הגוף. The נשמה also is full with the all, fill the all body. מה הקדוש ברוך הוא דן את כל העולם? God judging the whole world. ככה נשמה דנה את הגוף. The same thing is the נשמה judging the whole body. So the נשמה שהיא שווה לקדוש ברוך הוא, זו בינה. So the נשמה, which is like God, is בינה. הנקראת מי, על שם 50 שערי בינה. We call the בינה או the נשמה מי. ועל הנאמר, ואל מי תדמיוני וישווה. And for that פסוק, that God is asking us, who can you imagine me for, and I will be equal to it. El mi, but he say, who, the word W-H-O, mi. Mi is 50. 50 is bina. Vadayanu bina. Varei midu bana mishlach, hamishat varem elu. And that's what the sages of the Mishnah are related to the bina. I'm going to continue. חמישה תיקונים הם. What is those five fixing? ודאי משום שהם מבחינת A העליונה. If we talk about the upper A, because you can have K, and the upper A is B9, if the upper A is B9, and the letter is 8, there is 5 תיקונים. שהיא בינה מתפשט לחמש מדרגות כנודע, and בינה spread it to 5 level, כי בינה עד עוד את פשט. Because בינה spreading all the way to עוד, ספירה of עוד, וכולם הם תיקונים בלב. All of it is correction in the heart. כמו שהעמידו בעלי המשתה. הלב מבין, הלב רואה, like the Mishnah people said, the Mishnah Tanaim said, the heart understand, the heart see, the heart hear. Are shlosha, there's three only. Where's the other two? A is evel mamash. A is the evel. Evel is like breath that come out of your. This is the evel. She ata kalila shen ba ela evel, and there is no words there. It's only hevel, a bet lamed, meaning just breath. With no cut, because when you do ah, that's a sound. When you do words, when you say hello, that I'm taking the breath and I'm cutting it into it, that's called words. But there is something called evel, just air coming out without noise, we call it evel. If you take the word evel, otiot alev, is the same letter as the heart. Memenu ruach hapeh, and from the heart come the spirit or the wind coming from the mouth, shole bo kol veomer dibur. The voice come out and there is a talk. Ve'u tikun ha-revi'i shebalev. That's the fourth tikun of the heart. What is the fifth one? Tikun ha-chamishi hu ha-machshava. It's the machshava, it's the thought shebalev. Within the heart you also think, the heart think. Kmo she'nemar, rabot machshavot belevish. Like it say, we say it on Shabbat, rabot machshavot belevish ve'atzat Hashem itakum. A lot of thought is coming in, not the brain, in the heart of a person, but eventually God is the one we're going to rule everything. I want to continue, but this is, I'm going to stop here. Otherwise, we're going to continue forever. Thank you.